Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We are the Sports Junkies. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's super easy. Just go to cropmetcalf.com to find out how you can join their team today. Good morning. I'm Cakes. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Cakes, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, sir. Also joined by Eric Bickle.
Johnny Cakes, Lurch, how are you boys?
What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
It's a three-man show today. That means one of the Zoom windows is filled by the producers behind the glass, the Matt and Matt show. They're chiming in. What's up, boys? What's
morning, up? Cakes. It's a new
what's
one.
Up?
Saying good morning
up?
To us.
Of course.
Valdez, Travi.
Good morning to all. So it's a three-man plus the producer's show as we take you through a Wednesday here on The Junks.
I still think that the guys should be on camera every show. I watch other shows on NBC Sports Washington. They have five windows. There's this whole notion that we have to have even. It's like this old 1800s idea.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
It's crazy.
Is it backwards thinking?
There's a Wizards post-game show or pre-game show that they have. They have five windows up.
Yeah,
why can't we have five windows? Put the boys on.
Drabby, know anything about this?
I don't know anything about the Wizards pregame show and five cameras, but just going with what I've been told looks best.
So deep down, do you guys secretly root for one of us to like get sick or miss a show to like sign a bunch of papers so you get your shine?
Does
you
no,
get your Zoom window up?
No, opposite of
no,
that.
No, see, I think they don't like being on camera. That's the problem.
Okay. It's okay every now and then. But daily, no.
We're not pushing for it.
So it gets to be a drag if it's more than like a one-off type
only
deal.
We're pushing for it.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, the camera's all the way in the corner. It's not like you really see much anyways.
Yeah, but it's
well,
just
the tighten it up.
Action. It's just
definitely
the interaction.
Ways to tighten it up.
People like to see Valdez cutting spots and you know, pressing the buttons.
Right.
I'm sure that's thrilling.
Love to see him pivoting between the board and his computer screen. It is riveting.
Operating my space station here.
You never know.
Yes, you are.
It's more interesting than what we're doing, just sitting here. He's got like it looks like more professional where you guys are. So anyway, big show today, Cakes. I mean, there's so much news going on yesterday. Fortunately, it looks like the Tiger news is not tragic.
That would have been real bad.
I would still call it tragic.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It could be.
On many levels, but yeah.
Could be.
Could have been a lot worse.
God only knows when he comes back.
I'm prepared for my sports hero and my sports icon to never swing a club again.
Oh, you are? You are making.
You should be prepared for that.
But depressing yesterday. I told Drab this morning that the next time I see Tiger Woods swing a club, it'll be at the honorary tee-off at Augusta.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case. Are you doing a bit?
I'm not doing a bit.
I think you're kind of doing a bit.
I think he's trying to prepare himself.
I'm making sure I'm prepared for the worst.
Well, it's certainly possible.
And then possible, but Tiger using one of his limited bendovers to grab his tee. Or actually, they just leave them there now. Someone picks them up for Jack.
Oh, they do?
And, yeah.
Well, they're that silly that they have somebody else pick up the tees.
No, they just can't bend over.
Right, they're old. They're old donks.
I think at the end of the day, he'll come back, whether or not he'll be, you know, able to play, you know, any
it's gonna be a
consistency.
While. It's going to be a while.
He'll come back, but it's going to take a long time. I mean, he rods and pins and everything else. You know, just tragic deal. Hope they say that he, you know, he seemed coherent and everything, so he certainly wasn't drunk. You know, we had our questions about the weekend.
He still didn't look good,
though. We've seen of late, but you know, hopefully it's nothing, and hopefully he's perfectly fine, and he's able to make a nice recovery.
I mean, the investigation is going to take some time, so I guess we'll have to figure out whether he's speeding, whether he fell asleep at the wheel. I mean, we just don't know.
On his phone, there's that theory out there. He was on his phone while driving.
Could have been, yeah. I mean, he was rushing to get to a golf course for a shoot. That explains why he was with David Spade the day before. Wasn't because he and Dave Spade are best friends.
And Dwayne Wade. And Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, so he's obviously doing some show.
Well, look, the first reaction that we had, I mean, I certainly had it, was that he was, you know, on some painkillers and just either fell asleep.
I seriously question it.
But if they're saying that they didn't find any signs of that, then maybe he was just trying to get somewhere. Like you said, could have been on the phone. Just a mistake. Apparently that road is... That road is kind of a downhill, treacherous road in the LA area. A lot of incidents. So
what's sick is this morning. I saw they have some of the street cameras have footage of Tiger racing around the corner. A few minutes before the accident. In fact, somebody I think at the hotel said when he left the resort, I think Terra Nia is where I heard he was staying. He damn near ran into somebody because he was so quick to
get out of there.
But who knows? You know, I know what my instinct is. I think that I see some warning signs here, but hopefully it's not. Hopefully we're all wrong. And, you know, he could come back and play and you'll be great again. Or, you know, obviously the most important thing is be healthy.
Well we just did this like a year and a half ago, like with his comeback for the Masters. It was just like it was so grueling.
There's only comebacks a guy has.
I know. I don't want to do. I don't want to do this again.
Oh, grueling on you? You mean not even on Tiger?
Yeah, not on Tiger. On my emotions.
This is about us.
Mentally. Yeah, it's
this is about us.
It's me yelling at everyone for telling me he's done. He'll never win again.
Right.
You know, telling me, oh,
you don't know if
he's
can go through it again.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do that again. I can't keep defending him. I can't keep cheering him on while he's missing cuts.
As he gets older, it's just going to be harder and harder for him to come back, especially from this.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. But
Remember, he just had the back surgery, so he's still recovering for that.
Yeah,
now that's on pause.
Well, how is he going to recover from and rehab a back surgery when he can't walk?
When he's got bones sticking through his legs.
Yeah, and when his ankle's shattered.
Yeah, I know.
These doctors are they're miracle workers.
He's going to have the best medical care in the world getting him back to health.
Still, I mean, you can only do
but you have to rehab.
No, yeah, of course. Look, the time frame is God only knows what. I assume he'll miss everything this year. Maybe next year we can give it a run. But, you know, I really question how's he going to come back from this. I mean, when you have pins and rods and I don't know how you can do that without painkillers. The guy's got an addiction to opioids. I just don't know how you can do it.
Well,
I don't know how you manage all through that. I have no idea.
He's going to get jugs of those.
I don't know. Are there alternative meds they can give you?
Be careful when you say jugs. You trigger Valdez every single time.
Yeah, right. Jason, they'll be very careful about what they give him.
I know, but you still, I mean, for pain, you still have to give him
something.
There's
only so much they can give you, I would assume. You're going to probably need more than Advil.
Yeah.
I could tell you just from having shoulder surgery.
I mean, his tibia was sticking through his skin.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
I know compound fracture.
It's just amazing that your
what that scene was like.
Right, like your car can look the way his car looked, and that you don't die in that accident.
Well, can you
his
imagine?
Car's mangled.
Well, can you imagine driving to work, and then all of a sudden you see Tiger Woods, you know, flipped over in a car?
Right. No, I can't.
It's got to be surreal.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think I ever would because I don't think. I guess if the car's flipped over, I would actually maybe I would pull over.
No, I would
and call the authorities. But I don't know. I don't know if I would do that.
Pull over to help the pedestrian. I might Tiger Woods.
I'm going to pull him out of the car. I'm the jaws of life. All of a sudden, no. I don't know.
You know. If I saw an accident, I might call. I'm definitely not pulling over. I can't be scarred by anything. I might.
Someone
see.
Did pull over and they got hit.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the police said it was a looky-loo.
Well, they looked and they stopped their car and they got out and then another car hit that car.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know
pretty
how
good drivers
like,
out there?
How at stuff. When this pandemic started at like 8 o'clock at night, everyone would come out of their house and clap for the healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At 8 o'clock tonight, we should all come out of our house and clap for the engineers at Genesis. Who made that car so it wouldn't collapse?
That saved Tiger Woods'
that
life.
That would require me getting out of bed.
Well, that's a butt silly car. That, you can't buy that kind of marketing.
Yeah, I did think about that. That's good. It's terrible that Tiger Woods is involved in a tragic accident, but it's good pub for the Genesis.
I was waiting for Ravel to tweet out the ad dollar revenue that Genesis right, was
yeah.
getting.
Yeah.
It's complicated. Well, they're going to sell thousands this week.
By the way, I'm honoring Tiger today by playing out at Avenel.
Oh, you it's are. Yeah. That's yeah. it. That's how
you're
going to
dedicate
homage.
Every round.
I'm
going to
dedicate my round today to Tiger Woods and a yeah. speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you look at like the engine and stuff, obviously it's like ripped out.
Yeah.
And it's mangled, but the hood of the SUV looked like nothing happened to it.
Right.
Like so there's no, it didn't collapse at all.
Wasn't crumpled. That's good. That's great.
I mean, we've come a long ways. It wasn't that long ago when I think Ford Explorers were rolling over and people were getting crushed in them.
Right.
They were getting flattened.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. If the engine area, if that's all mangled and shredded, that's fine. What about the place where the humans
right.
are inhabiting? What as long as that's safe and all the airbags deploy and your roll bars do what they're supposed to do, good. Good on the engineers.
But I don't
get. It's still a miracle that he survived it because there was no brakes sign. There was no...
Right, there's no skid marks.
No skid marks on the street, so he went full speed off that road.
I mean, he rolled it like five times.
He crossed the median, went across the other street, and then down the hill.
Right. It sounds like he went the wrong way, or he, you know what I mean? Like, you know how sometimes if there's like a fork in the road, or if there's an exit on your Waze or Google Maps, it can be kind of tricky,
right?
And you're not really sure if you're supposed to turn a certain way. It kind of sounds like he got tripped up that way, and then he
Possible.
Tried to make a quick adjustment, like went through the median. And
I don't
botched.
Know. I never know how those things happen.
You know what?
It's
he's
very
so silly.
Similar to.
He should have a full time driver at all times, no matter where
yeah,
he is.
That's
on the
another. That's another full-time big driver. Takeaway from yeah. this is like, why is no one driving Tiger? Full-time?
He's so silly. He should never get
likes
behind
his
the wheel.
Freedom.
He likes to
he likes
get
his
out.
Privacy.
He wants control. He's a very
he doesn't
controlled
want it.
Person.
I mean, you
understood,
know that.
But I would control the driver and say, "Drive me through this twisty ass road, so I don't have to do it myself."
And I guess he was running late. I mean, if he was running late, you want control of the speed of the car.
You do, but also he has the equity built up that he's so silly where
you can be late. Yeah.
He can be late.
He
can call the people to shoot and say,
whenever he
"You know
wants.
What? I'm going to be 45 minutes late. Sorry. What are you going to do to shoot without me?"
True. Well, maybe he's not like
it's
that.
It's kind of a jerk move, and I'm sure he wants to be professional and prompt, but Tiger Woods can be late.
I can't get over the fact that Tiger Woods' last round was with a 35 handicap David Spade.
Might be the last
or
round
Wade.
Ever.
That's your takeaway? Is that
that's
he played with Spade?
Yeah, is that that's his last round he'll ever play is with David yeah. Spade.
Well, Valdez says he's furious at those guys.
Oh, he is upset at them.
He's up at, like Dwayne Wade did something wrong.
Right. I'll tell you guys during the break my theory, and I'll tell you why I'm furious. Because there is a lot of slander in my theory.
Okay.
Well, somebody did hit me up.
I don't want to get sued.
Right. Well, somebody did hit me up that and they live out there. There's a they're like DC transplants.
It's
they,
probably
they
silly.
Live out the Palos Verdes or whatever yeah. that area.
Now
Rolling
California.
Hills Country Club.
And their yeah. friends are at members at Rolling Hills. And that the word on the street is that they like Spade and Tiger were partying the night before at Terranea. Which is the resort where he was staying.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
he got up early, not enough sleep, dozed off.
I'll tell you my theory during the break.
Oh, you have theories.
Yeah.
You have more than what you think is rock solid.
I think I have a very good theory about what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's very libelous.
But the way that looked to me, that's like the sign of something. Like, it's very similar to when Craig passed, our best friend, years ago when we were at HFS. It was just, it traumatized us still to this day. Mm-hmm. You know, he just, like, went 20 yards off the road and hit a tree, like, at full speed, no sign of brakes or anything. Very similar. You know, like, do they fall asleep? We still to this day don't know what happened.
Don't,
you have a stroke? Yeah. Like, what the hell
and
happened?
We may never know with Tiger.
At least with Tiger, we know he didn't have a stroke or a heart attack or anything.
Yeah, yeah. But we may never know what caused it.
To go that far, you would think, I'm pretty sure if I hit the median, if I was on my phone or something, I think I would be able to gather myself and not go across two lanes, down a hill. Like, I just think I would gather myself
not
before
if you
that.
Were going
you would
too
hope,
fast.
Man, but you overcorrect. You overcorrect, and you just could lose complete control of the vehicle. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I would.
Especially if you were driving fast.
That way, though, if I would overcorrect, I would think I would overcorrect the other way. It just doesn't make sense to me, other than he passed out, maybe. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get
it. That's certainly a possibility. Yeah, I mean, could have fallen asleep at the wheel.
Valdez just whispered to me, maybe Jack cut his brakes.
Jack Nicklaus did it.
Doesn't want him to break the right.
Now, that is slanderous.
It does make me laugh. It does make me slap my
knee. Or the Sneed family.
Or the Sneed family got in there. Do an investigation. Well, the only reason why we can joke about it at all is because, you know, there are leg injuries. You know, he's going to be okay. I was very nervous when they weren't releasing the injuries. You know, they were just, you know, he's at the hospital or whatever, and that made me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started to come out, the broken legs and that kind of stuff. So then you could kind of breathe a sigh of relief. But I also then started thinking about Sean Taylor. Like, I was like, I hope his femoral artery's okay. You know, right. You start thinking the worst.
Hopefully there's no brain injury, right.
Man. Yeah,
no
you start injury. Thinking everything. So,
well, we'll be talking about that throughout the show, of course. Jason Sobel is going to join us from the Action Network at 8. He's covered golf for many, many years, so we'll talk about Tiger Woods with him. Before that, John Kimes coming on to talk about Alex Smith's most recent comments in GQ magazine. So we'll dive into the Alex Smith unfolding drama with him. Walton Goggins from CBS's The Unicorn. He's going to join us at 8:40. Very accomplished actor. He's going to be on the show later. And Joe Starkey from Pittsburgh. From the Pittsburgh Gazette and 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh to talk about, is Big Ben going to hang on for another year with the Steelers, or is he going to be out on the market? So we'll get to all of that and more on the Junks here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan. In 2021, we're celebrating the Junkies' 25th anniversary, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.com. NFLDraft.org. Coming up at 6:40, we'll get into the Junks sports page. Both the Caps and the Wiz were in action last night. We'll update you on the results there. Mm-hmm. But before that, we wanted to get into the drama that is unfolding around Alex Smith and his quotes to GQ magazine about him wanting to make his comeback and going through all of the steps it took to make his comeback, and basically the Ron Rivera regime not really being that into it. And him being a monkey wrench and the fly in the ointment. And there's definitely some tensions there on both sides, clearly, from Alex Smith's camp and from the front office of the Washington football team.
Yeah, yeah, there's no question.
It's interesting that it's coming out now.
Yeah, I think that Alex clearly senses that the organization wants to move on. And I don't know if this is his way of sort of accelerating the process or if he just decided to be honest, you know, when asked about it. He's clearly, there's a tinge of bitterness there from him. There's no question about it. Now, these quotes from GQ, we don't have audio of them, do we? We just have the written quote. Is that right,
Valdez? Correct. Sure. Correct. Yeah. It's in the magazine.
You want to read it? But do we have them in front of you?
But we have the audio where people think that stems Alex's anger.
Now, this is from, I saw Grant reporting on this. This is from just sort of Grant's people telling him this, or did Alex reference this in his comments? Do we know the answer to that?
That's what people are assuming, that that's where the quote came from. He didn't come out exactly and say that.
He didn't reference it specifically, yeah.
No. People are trying to make the connection between, trying to figure out why Alex is mad.
Play it.
Pete's not on less.
Hey, Ron, and maybe this is a little simplistic a question, but could you have been in this position this year right now where you are, you know, for the playoffs without Alex?
Well, if we had a healthy Kyle Allen, I think we could have. I really do. I think we could have. And a big part of the reason is because Kyle, you know, he's very similar in Alex in terms of his abilities. You know, he's got the same kind of arm. He makes good decisions like Alex does. He's got good footwork. I think we could have been. I do.
Wow. Is that incendiary by Ron Rivera? Is that really that?
I don't think it is, except that if you look at it from Alex's perspective, a guy who's 37, 38 been in the league this long, look at all he's accomplished. And I'm a huge Kyle guy, but you know, Kyle hasn't had one 100th the career that Alex has had.
Yeah, but
from his perspective,
honestly,
that could just be a little bit insulting.
All of his accomplishments up to that point, they don't matter. It's like, how are you performing now? Like,
well, Cakes, how would you
get over it? But what he performed was he went 5-1.
How would you feel?
The team went 5-1. He didn't go 5-1.
Correct. The team went 5-1 when he was in there.
How would you feel if someone asked Eric if the Junkies would be successful without Cakes? And then Eric said, we'd be fine. We have Drab and we have Valdez.
Right.
They're the same thing as Cakes. They do the same exact thing. So we'll be all right. We don't need them.
Well, I mean, look, this is Ron just
being
very honest. You got to be a little political here. I mean, why would Ron's just, I mean, unless you really don't like the guy and you don't want him there, why wouldn't you just say Alex did a great job for us? Just be very positive when talking about Alex.
I don't know.
Why would you come out and just take the contrarian view and say, yeah, we, you know.
Because
you know,
he
Kyle
has no
Allen
allegiance.
Would be the guy.
In my opinion, it's because he has no allegiance to him.
Well, he doesn't. Like
and I think it shows allegiance to Kyle. That shows
right.
that
like
I don't
he has
think
experience
that kid's going
in
anywhere.
History with Kyle Allen. Yeah. He has none with Alex Smith.
I don't think Kyle's going anywhere.
Well, I'm not surprised that Ron didn't want Alex.
Correct.
Alex's
perception is correct that he was sort of the fly in the ointment, and everyone had kind of moved on, and it was an inherited regime, and he was an afterthought. I'm certain his observations and feelings are correct. I think that's probably natural for everybody. I mean, nobody thought it was a 1 in a million shot this guy would be able to come back, and it's all the credit in the world to him. But he has to understand that
it's
realistic for people to think that there's no chance this guy's ever going to play again.
Look, the sooner they turn the page from Alex Smith, in my opinion, the sooner they turn this page, the better. Just do whatever you have to do. I don't know whether you eat the dead cap money, whether you just outright release him. I just. Did you see this drama heading into the 2021 season?
I don't know.
I just don't see. I think Ron Rivera wants to deal with it again.
I think the page has turned. We just don't know.
It's just a matter of
specifics. And I think Alex senses that too. I think that's why he's kind of gone on a tour here where he's just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, I think he knows it's not going to work here. And you could tell there's some resentment and bitterness there, which is interesting because he's such a classy guy. You don't usually hear that kind of stuff.
But I understand that it's coming out now.
I think maybe it's just his way of accelerating things, you know. I don't understand the sort of the dates and all, like when they can release him and when it has the least impact. Maybe that's what the team's waiting for. I don't know. I don't know the dates of it. But it certainly seems like a marriage that's not going to continue.
Oh, it's rocky. It's super rocky right now.
It's a rocky marriage.
It's headed for a divorce.
Yeah.
Divorce is imminent between Alex Smith and the Washington football team.
Correct.
I think so. And I think everyone's okay with it.
I mean, could you see any scenario where after these comments come out that he comes back in 2021, even if you reduce his salary by 80%, he's making $4 million instead of $20 million? I just don't see it. I don't see it working out.
No.
I think he wants to. I didn't see it working out even before I heard the comments.
Yeah, of course.
Right. This just cements it.
Yeah.
Right.
This solidifies it.
It doesn't make me think any less of Alex. His comeback was unbelievable.
No, it was awesome. It was a great story.
It's a great story. One of the greatest comebacks of all time. And I hope he finds a place where he can contribute and play if that's what he wants to do. But I think here in D.C., they just need to move on. And for all involved.
If you want to weigh in.
Regime that acquired him.
On the Alex Smith comments, 800-636-1067 on the AAA Always On Call listener line. What did you think of the Alex Smith comments in the GQ magazine? They're pretty out there. They're pretty raw. I mean, like we said, this is not typical Alex Smith, who is usually like kind of, you know, almost quiet on the podium and, you know, doesn't give you a lot. He's giving you a lot here. Mm-hmm. He's giving you a lot to digest.
And what I found a little bit interesting is maybe it's just the nature of Ron just trying to say the right thing, but I can remember reading comments about Ron when he first got over, and he kept throwing in Alex, though. Remember?
I remember
and
that, too.
Like, come on.
I would scoff and every time I heard it. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and he goes, you know, and don't forget Alex. We still have Alex Smith here, and we're going to see what he could do, and he looks very impressive. You know, and we would go, come on, coach, he's not coming back. You know, we were the big naysayers.
Well, he proved him wrong, too. I'm sure when he first got there, he said, there's no way that Alex can play. There's no way that a doctor's going to clear him, first of all. And then he's probably not going to play. Okay, maybe a backup plan. But then to start six games with the, you know, and get into the playoffs, I'm not surprised that he felt that way. We all kind of felt that way.
Yeah, 100%. But I felt like he
was. I just don't understand the comments.
Genuine.
I mean, I understand that he's just being positive about Kyle Allen. But. I mean, just say the right things.
You mean just recently?
Even if
you
have to lie a little bit.
I think he did there. That's what's so weird. That's because publicly he was supporting him, but privately Alex felt like they weren't. That's what I get. Because publicly he kept saying, don't forget Alex. Don't forget Alex in there.
Man, getting out, it just reinforces that getting up on the podium and, you know, speaking to reporters on Zoom calls, whatever it is, you have to sidestep so many landmines when you're an NFL head coach. Yeah. I mean, everywhere you step is potential danger and something's going to blow up in your face.
But Jason's right. Even though Alex was not blowing he wasn't blowing you away with his performances. I think you could have paid deference to him, to the leader and the veteran, and just said, hey, you know what? You know, probably wouldn't have done it without a guy like Alex. You know, why couldn't you say that?
I don't think
that's necessarily a shot at Kyle.
I would assume if Ron Rivera could turn back time, he would do that. He would be like, you know what? I'll just throw this guy a bone. He's not in the long-term plans. I'm not going to make any more waves. I'm just going to be diplomatic.
Yeah, it was a great run.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great run.
He did his best.
And Alex,
you know,
he's kind of leader, and the team rallied around him, and it was a unique circumstance, and probably wouldn't have happened without him.
Also shows me and tells me there's a lot of pressure on Rivera for this year. Okay, first year of a 5-year deal, okay, it's kind of a, you get kind of a pass considering You've got a young, unproven quarterback. You've got a backup who's coming off a ridiculous injury. All right. But you get to the playoffs, and now you have to figure out, all right, who's the quarterback of the future. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Rivera in year two because fans don't want to see a step back.
There's always a pressure here in D.C., dude.
Yeah, I know. But if they have a bad year, you know, if they don't really make a sound quarterback decision and they go 5-11, then, you know, that year three is kind of critical.
The good thing for him is that they didn't, like, do anything crazy in the first year. So, like, 7-9, you could still hover around that pretty, you know,
you
it's not that hard to get a 6-10 record.
You got to be really, really bad to go worse than that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But it's possible. You never know.
No, certainly. They could win 5 games or less. I mean, it's certainly possible. But they didn't set the bar too high. So it's actually at a number where they can do better or they could kind of hover around the same. And then certainly they could do worse. But I think they got a fighting shot to be around the same. It's hard to imagine them winning 10 games at this point not knowing who the quarterback is. No matter how good the defense is, it's hard to imagine much of a leap until they get that position resolved.
When do the season-long win totals come out, Jason? Those should be out like after free agency, after the draft for the 2021 season.
Our win totals or Vegas's?
Oh, Vegas's win totals for the NFL season of 2021.
Yeah, I don't
know. Are they out yet?
FanDuel.
Probably can't be
out
yet. It's very early.
I'm sure there's preliminary numbers out now.
Well, they have odds on like who's going to the Super Bowl and that sort of thing.
Odds that who's going to win the division.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think season win totals are out yet.
Maybe not.
I think it's early. But like, let's say even if they signed Fitzpatrick, right? That's just they decide this is the most reasonable guy that we can sign without breaking the bank, without mortgaging the future. I mean, how many wins do you think he could lead them to? I think you top out at 9.
Yeah, you're in that 7, and if everything really breaks right, you maybe get 10. But that seems like a real kind of outlier.
Yeah, I'd say
in the range
probably
of outcomes.
Nine. That would be you don't see him coming in there and winning 11, 12 games.
And they're playing first-place
schedule. You don't see a rookie doing that. No. Next year's going to be really difficult.
I mean, how many times has Ryan Fitzpatrick been to the playoffs?
0, I think. Right. I think, as JP said, he had 2 10-win teams, though, that didn't get in.
Right. Yeah. He would have been in this year had the Miami not been in such a rush to see Tua.
Well, you got to temper your expectations for even if Fitzpatrick comes in. Because I understand he had some pretty good games with Miami, but he was eventually benched.
But I think you'd give him more wins than a rookie.
He was very hit or miss, though. Hit or miss.
You guys know that Tua was 6-3 as a starter, right?
Yeah.
And Fitzpatrick was 4-3. So it's not like
that's what I'm saying. He was hit or miss.
Blowing guys away.
He was hit or miss.
Yeah.
Just the way he's been in
his career. Tua's numbers were decidedly mediocre in a lot of those games.
Well, yeah.
But let's not act like he's Joe Montana.
You said they would have gone to the playoffs if they stuck with Fitzpatrick. I just don't think that's fair. I mean, Tua won.
Yeah, we don't know. Tua had a couple really nice games.
Early on, he seemed like he played better, right?
You're not allowed to win ugly.
Right. There's something to that, Valdez.
There's Ron had a sit-down with J.P. Finley, looks like, on December 29th. And you're right. Something must have maybe even happened recently because you really have to stretch out those Kyle Allen comments, I think, to be offended by him because all throughout the season, all he said was positive things about Alex. And even in this interview here with J.P., he says this guy's a winner. He can manage things. He handles things. This guy, he knows how the players will follow him, and I knew we would go to him at some point during the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just jocks him. He jocked him all season long. So there's some sort of like maybe he's throwing him shade in one little comment and Alex is so pissed off all of a sudden.
Well, maybe Alex told him, look, I want to come back. Can I come back? And maybe Ron said, you know what? We got to move on, man. So maybe that happened.
It's possible. I'm sure something like that has happened. Yeah. They've had some preliminary conversations and he gets a sense he's not one. But I also don't doubt that he's being honest that he felt like he was a fly in the ointment. That when he decided to really make a go of this, you know, no one really thought it was possible. They didn't really want to deal with it. Remember, this regime inherited him. Mm-hmm. We all saw the leg. I mean, it's preposterous to think he could come back. And I think there's some of that bitterness, too, underneath it all. That even though Ron was saying, because I think Ron was basically saying the right things publicly. Now, he could be upset about that one little comment, but by and large, the things I remember was Ron praising him. So what that tells me is that he felt something different underneath it all.
We'll talk more of the Alex Smith drama with John Keim from ESPN.com. He's going to join us at 7. But when we come back, we'll dive into the junk sports page, tell you what happened with the Caps and the Wizards last night. We'll be right back. John Keim from ESPN and ESPN.com will join us at 7. We'll get back into the Alex Smith unfolding drama with him. But right now it's time for the Junks Sports page, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right, so I think we got to get back into the Tiger stuff. This is what the chief medical officer at the hospital described the injuries as. Okay, so his name is Dr. Anish Mahajan. I think it's Mahajan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is the chief medical officer and interim CEO at the hospital. All right, he said this is what the injuries look like. He said that he had a rod placed in his tibia, screws and pins inserted into the foot and ankle during the emergency surgery. Comminuted, I think it's that's how you pronounce it, open fractures affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula. They were stabilized by inserting the rod into the tibia. Additional injuries to the bones of the foot and ankle stabilized with a combination of screws and pins. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to relieve pressure due to swelling.
That's the part that I'm interested in. Is it like a sheath over it or something?
I don't know. Comminuted fracture means the bone is broken into more than two places. The open means a break in the skin. So the bones were coming through the skin. Mm-hmm. Of course, he was awake and responsive, and who knows how long he's going to be there. I would think a few weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. I would rule out any playing in this year. It's a shame because, like, at Augusta, that's his best shot. I don't even know the venues for the other majors this year, but that's
PGA's
a shame.
PGA's at Kiawa, I believe. Ocean Course.
Yes, yep. Kiawa.
Yeah. It's a shame. I'm just glad. First,
in the U.S. Open out at
Torrey.
Yeah. Well, that's his spot.
It's Valdez's spot.
Well, he's not playing in this.
First and foremost.
I don't see it.
But what was interesting was the Sheriff's Department spokesman, that guy Alex Villanueva, said that there was no screech marks, you know, no brake marks on the street.
I think that's the chief.
Is that the chief?
Villanueva was the chief.
He's the chief, okay.
Yeah.
So he didn't brake. So he didn't hit the brakes when he realized he was going to crash.
So that means he fell asleep.
Maybe. We just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, no. Everyone hits the brakes.
I would think
everyone hits the brakes.
Or he was going the wrong way and he tried to quickly change lanes, like, and cut through a median. You've seen people do that before. Like, if they miss the exit.
Yeah, but that's a wacky move.
I don't see Tiger Woods doing that. But, I mean, Valdez, that's like something they do over in Dundalk or in your hood. You know.
So they don't do that in fancy neighborhoods?
Talking to the guy that's that hit elderly people and then got his Corvette smashed going to play golf. Same like Tiger. Hey, you're just like Tiger. You got your car smashed on a golf course.
I don't see guys do those U-turns over medians. I just don't see that. Maybe they do that.
So he first made contact with the median. This is according to Villanueva.
Yeah.
Went across the two southbound lanes. He was going north. He hit a curb, hit trees. I think he completely severed a tree. Rolled several times, and he was more than 100 feet from the road.
Well, it tells me he was flying. He was probably going 20 plus over the limit.
I'm going to say he was going 65 or
That's
70.
Just a guess, but I mean, from no, if he's clipping trees.
I think you're right.
I think he was speeding, but I'm gonna guess he fell asleep. Everybody hits the brakes. Everybody, and certainly Valdez, even if he was doing a turn, he wasn't doing the turn at 70. I mean, then he would have tried to do the little.
Well, we don't know because people were talking about how fast cars go down that road, and sometimes they go double the speed limit. So people can get up to 90 on that road.
Yeah, so I don't doubt that he was speeding. But still, at some point you would hit the brakes, and there was no sign of brakes.
Not necessarily. Not if he's just trying to overcorrect.
He's trying to save it without
everyone's instinct, I think, is to hit the brakes.
Well, he didn't. So
you might overcorrect too, Drab, but you're hitting the brakes. Listen, I've been in 100 accidents. You're always hitting the brakes at some point if you're conscious.
Right, if you're actually awake.
Unless you're on ice, and even then, your instinct, you still hit the brakes for a second. I say shenanigans. I say fell asleep. That's the best case scenario. I don't see Tiger consciously plowing through all that and not hitting the brakes.
We just don't
know.
I mean,
I don't know.
And we'll probably never know. Because
do we have anybody that's like a forensic expert, right, that investigates car accidents cases? Got to have somebody.
Might
be have
one.
Like an insurance adjuster or some sort of policeman that sees these kind of things all the time.
Yeah, like a crime scene investigator, but for accident scenes.
Yeah, we got to do our own junkie CSI right here.
Oh, we'd be
and
the
we
worst.
May never know because you know how private his camp is. And they're going to try to get nothing out there. What they want them to hear. So I don't know if you're ever going to find out if he was on the phone or if he fell asleep or if he was on anything.
But even if he was on the phone, which is very likely because everyone's on their phone. So even if he was on his phone, the first time you hit that bump, you're dropping the phone and you're concentrating on what you're doing. You're going to hit the brakes.
Yeah, but he could have fumbled around for his phone. I mean, a million things could have happened.
True.
Here's what I know should happen going forward. Hire a driver. It takes all of this out of play. You don't have to worry about being distracted. You don't have to worry about your driver doing double the speed limit. Because if you hire a professional driver, he's not going to do that.
But some people just like to have control of the situation.
Understood.
So if you hire a driver, you have to make sure that, let's just say you had to be somewhere at 7:30 in the morning. Okay, well, you're relying on that guy to get up and get to your hotel or wherever you were staying on time.
Hire a reliable driver.
Well, he likes
privacy. He likes to run around. If he's up to shenanigans, it's harder to do that when you have a driver. See, I smell shenanigans in his life, too. So,
well, I'm sure there were shenanigans in his life.
Yeah.
Think about his life in the last 12 years. All shenanigans.
I know.
He's had 12 years of shenanigans for Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
When everyone thought he was just perfect.
Yeah.
And then they realized he was human.
This description of the area where he crashed kind of jumps out at me. Cliffside vistas and winding seaside roads.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and they say there's a lot of accidents there. A lot of people have died there.
If you're distracted and or speeding, I mean, it's not the best place, I guess, for those things to happen. And he's lucky to be alive from the looks of the car.
Well,
lucky
that's what the cop said.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he got lucky with compound fractures and all the leg crush injuries that he suffered. He's actually lucky.
Yeah.
That's him coming out of this lucky.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Totally lucky.
It was funny how the overhead shots from the helicopter, actually, they stayed on that crime scene for hours. Hours.
Well, because you got Kobe vibes. Kobe vibes?
And then they followed the tow truck or the flatbed or whatever took the car back to the, you know.
Yeah, that was weird.
All the way back to that station and stayed there and watched them put what are those things called that grab the tires? Mm-hmm. And they turned the car and they backed it into the garage. I mean, for hours.
Well, Shocker, I don't know what those are called.
Well, it was weird. Like the Golf Channel, they were talking about Tiger like he was dead. It was like a eulogy almost.
Well,
what do you remember about Tiger? What was the first time you saw a Tiger?
I'll tell you what.
I mean, it was weird.
Valdez, in a golf pool, you know, if you got to pick a player, I'm not taking Justin Thomas this week.
Yeah, he was
because
a
that's one of his best friends. He was crying when he was asked about it. His grandfather just died a week ago. I can't take JT. Now watch, JT will go out there and shoot 65.
that just makes me laugh. You're thinking about how this impacts your golf pools.
Well, yeah, I got to get my picks in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Did you guys listen to OJ and his comments on it?
No.
No.
Why would I ever listen to OJ Simpson?
It was pretty reasonable.
I think he was more distraught about Tiger than his wife.
We got it. We got that here. You can listen.
Hey, Twitter world. Like most people, I've been watching the coverage of Tiger Woods and his accident. Of course, all our prayers are are going, you know, to him and his family. You know, Sunday, watching the Genesis Open and watching Tiger be interviewed, my daughter was in the kitchen, and she said, "Dad, Tiger doesn't look good." I said, "Well, he may be on some medication because he just had another back surgery. And, you know, I at one point had a little sciatic problem, and trust me, I was living on pain medication. There's nothing fun about it, and with the many back surgeries he had, I just assumed he was on some medication. I don't know what that has to do with this. I do know this. After this last surgery, I'm a little surprised that the people around him, his manager and people close to him, would even have him drive in. They, especially if he's on some pain medication, they should have had a driver for him.
Wow, I can't believe I'm Team OJ. OJ.
What about the prayers for Ron Goldman and his family?
Yeah, he's not any prayers for Ron and then Nicole. No.
Yeah, what are those prayers?
Didn't so he sound bizarre. A little more distraught about Tiger than he did Nicole?
Oh, OJ is like the most bizarre human on the planet.
Right. That's
unreal.
That's what sociopaths do. That's
right,
how they
quick,
sound.
He had some sciatica.
Cakes, you mentioned the locals, both losers last night. Now, you give the Wizards a pass because it was a back-to-backer, and they far surpassed what we thought they were going to do on this road trip.
Right.
But they do lose the Clippers by 19.
That's an over.
That is an over. 135-116. And looks like Kawhi had a huge game, 13 for 20. Paul George, 11 for 17. So those guys combined for 62.
Well, they got crushed on the boards. They shot 50% from threes. They shot 57% from the field.
19 threes. So it was just one of those games where you kind of – I mean, the line was 12.5. When I first looked at the line, I was like, well, what? This team has won five straight, beat teams that they shouldn't have beaten, and they're catching 12.5 from the Clippers.
Yeah.
Well, that's the
reason. Did you take them?
I did not take them, no. I laid off the game. I did take the Caps, though. And
not
the Caps
good.
Were a loser, 3-2 in OT.
Should have taken the under. He gave you the under.
I played the under, too, but you know.
But the Caps still get a point.
Both.
Overtime loss, put another point in the column.
That's true.
Right. That counts.
Yep.
All right, who do we have next? So is John Keim next, Cakes?
Yeah, we're going to get back into the Alex Smith comments in GQ Magazine. We'll talk with John Keim from ESPN.com. He covers the Washington football team. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. audacy. Download it today.